Blog Talk Radio.
We have Kira. Believe me, this is where we're supposed to be.
Right now. And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Leader up the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Listening to Daytime After Dark. This is Carly, and you guys heard the intro with You Guys Always Here, but I wanted to play Dumiyama's A Little Love, Dumiyama's Have It All, because, you know, last Saturday I was at a couple of salons, you know, the only one who wasn't, you know, having a couple, and you know, I was, you know, we were talking, my then Christy, from Liaison Radio, sent me a text, Whitney Houston died today, and I'm like, okay, wait a moment, and first I thought it was, like, this big hoax, and then, you know, she's like, no, and then when I got home, I saw all of it, I thought, okay, this is really too sad. There is so much eerie thing between Whitney and Michael that I just think about, and especially about Hugh, who, you know, interviewed when he died. And, you know, I remember I was 14 listening to her first album, Whitney, just front to back. I was kind of obsessed with it for a while. And, you know, now that she's passed away, I'm like, it did seem like it really happened. And I'm just still in shock. So, yeah, and she was drinking and giving me full cigar. Yeah. So I'm going to let people on. Tonight we are going to talk about General Hospital, Days of All the Soaps, and Whitney Houston, of course. I want to give you thoughts, you know, on it. So, 773, you're on mail.
Hey, Carly, this is Alicia, August 1st.
Hey. Oh, hi, August 1st. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How you doing, Carly?
Good. So, were you a big Whitney Houston fan or not really?
Yes, I was. Huge Whitney Houston fan. And I think it's terrible that she's gone. It's just, you know, it's really tragic. And I hope
that
Bobby Christina, you know, she has a lot of support.
Yeah, you know what, yeah, and I mean, I want the media to just back off her. You know, the poor kid has lost it, her mother, so young. I mean, 18, you know, I can't even, you know, fathom that. Oh, and we are getting more callers. Of course we are getting more callers. This daytime after dark. Plus the crazy things I have on here. 781 and 859 with, I think, is Shiloh and Kathy.
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, it's Shiloh.
Oh, I was right. I
Hi,
love
Alicia.
You, right. Hi,
hey,
yeah,
Shiloh.
So,
hi.
So, yeah, like I said, I was a couple of hours from my friend who's getting married. And, yeah, Christy texted me, Whitney Houston died today. I'm like, what? And, you know, I mean, that, what I get for not having my cell phone, you know, triggering and Facebook, I don't have it on my cell phone. So I had no idea that was happening. And I just, when I found out about it, yeah, I thought it was a hoax. But after I found out it wasn't, I'm like, oh. So were you guys surprised or were you guys shocked?
I saw it on TV. I was watching TV, and it came over the bottom of the TV screen. I was terrible. I don't know why I got so emotional, but I was crying. I felt terrible. She was really
yeah.
part of my life. I really felt terrible. I still do. There's a special on tonight. I was watching it on Channel 5 in 2020. It's terrible. I don't know. It just affected me more than like Michael Jackson did or anything like that. This one did. I don't know. Her funeral is going to be online tomorrow. They're going to show her, they're going to stream her funeral online. I don't know what time it is, but.
I think it's 10 Pacific here, so maybe 7. I'm not sure. You know, I guess they do not want to have it televised in the way Michael Jackson's funeral was. I guess they, you know, don't want to, you know, which I don't think they should put, you know, the family through it. I mean, her mom's 80, and, you know, I thought the whole thing was sad.
Yeah.
It was uncalled for. Oops. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Shiloh. I already said something.
I was very upset when I heard it. I didn't believe
yeah.
it when somebody let me know that it was. I went online quick. I was online, but I hadn't been watching, you know, normal TV to have it run across the screen. So I quick looked it up on MSN, and sure enough, I was like, you know, I'm getting really tired of
yeah.
this I guess California in general and how they treat celebrities or upcoming celebrities by, you know, providing all these drugs and temptations on these people. Yes, I know they have freedom of choice.
But,
you know, the thing with Michael, that was all prescription. That was totally illegal. Whitney had issues, I heard, before Bobby, but I don't think Bobby helped her any. And I really think that they need to start clamping down on whoever's providing these stars
with the ability
to kill themselves.
I agree.
I was watching something, I don't remember what it was this week, but they are saying now that the same pharmacy that Michael Jackson doctors, got all that medicine in the same pharmacy that did Whitney Houston.
Well, I'm not surprised.
I wasn't surprised, but I'm like, wow. You know, and then I was watching this eerie interview that Whitney did on Entertainment Tonight right after Michael died about something, I'm not going to end up like that. You know, and I'm like, hi everyone in the chat room. Brandy's here. I Love Soap is here. And, you know, everyone's here tonight. But no, they said it was going to be very private and it's going to be a television event with musical acts. Oh, wow.
No.
What did you guys?
Well, I don't
know.
I heard one camera was allowed in. That's it.
So
and I'm glad that they're keeping it very private. I think it should be for her family to mourn without all this. You know, I understand fans want to be there. That's fine. But they don't need to be intimately involved in them trying to deal with this grief.
The only person is the Associated Press, I guess. They can be there.
Yep.
And they're gonna stream it online so that fans can see it, but not exactly. They can't be there, but they're gonna stream it online.
You know, Whitney's at peace now. She's finally at peace. But her daughter and her mom and her relatives, this is very, very difficult.
I can't
even imagine.
Then you had her daughter, Paul, got rushed to the emergency room twice.
I know.
You know, and had to be sedated. Which I don't blame her about being sedated, because the repost where she was walking in the hotel room, the hotel lobby, and she heard about her mom, and she ran up to the room and said, "What is wrong with her?" And I'm like, I just could not imagine. Oh, and Christy from Ladies on Radio is here, everyone, too. She just,
Hey.
Okay. Laura Baker said E! Online and CNN are both showing it so far. Oh, okay.
On the TV or on the internet?
I don't know what time.
I heard it just being streamed on the internet, but now my mom told me that ABC News said they were going to televise it tomorrow morning.
I'm sure so it'll come out. I gotta believe it will.
I heard it was just online. They said no television. It was no.
Well, I guess Lauren said yes on TV. To Jumbotron on each side of the ceremony to view the burial. Okay, I'm just saying I just wanted to be a closed casket. Because I remember when James Brown died, they sewed it, like his opening casket, and I didn't like it. Okay, 8 o'clock Pacific, thank you, Laura, for helping us with this. 8 o'clock Pacific time. Oh, hi, Denise. Denise Cohen. I remember waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 a.m. for Diana's. You know, I mean, I never really went to sleep that night, but...
Well, this is in New Jersey, so I can't imagine it being before, like, 9 o'clock in the morning. She's in New Jersey.
Well, yeah,
right, right.
It's 8 a.m. Pacific time. So
I'm very glad that they did move it to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Did you know that there were many people in the suite that day? I just saw this on 2020. There were many people in her suite, and she went in to take a bath, but there were a load of people, the hairdresser, the makeup person, assistants. They were all in the other part of the suite. They were all there.
What?
They were all in the suite while she was taking a bath. And when she was in there, I was curious about this. When they told us tonight on 2020, she went in to take a bath, and they were all in the other part of the suite doing whatever they were doing. And then when she was in there longer than an hour, someone knocked at the door, and she didn't answer. And that's when they went in and found her.
Yeah, now what I heard was that she really wasn't found in the bathtub.
Really?
Yeah,
I heard somewhere, it was like she had one foot in the bathtub and one foot out.
On 2020, they said she was found in the bathtub under the water, and there was a can, you know, like you would have a, all it looked like to me was like you serve gravy, what do you call it, a gravy thing? Like you would serve gravy.
Okay, yeah.
She had that. It was filled with oil, and that's what she would put on her body. When she's in the tub, she would put oil on, and that was in there. And that's what she was in, and she was in the tub. That's what they said.
Oh, okay. Denise said her upper body was in the tub.
What?
You know,
that's
weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I'm sorry, but this, you know, when I first, and I guess Clyde Davis, who, you know, was her mentor and, you know, the record label for Arista, I think, but I could be wrong, but had the Grammy party. And the thing, people were mad over that because, you know, they did not move the body while the party was going on. And that was speculation. Did they wait because of the party? Or what? And he got into a fire about still having the party, even though Whitney's family said to go on, that's what she would have wanted. He is still getting heat for that.
Well, no one knows her better than Clive. He did everything for her. I was just watching that tonight ever since she was ever. He was the first one. He did everything for her. In fact, I guess recently, for a long time now, he's been paying all her bills. She has no money.
I'm not surprised.
That is a weird thing. I mean, Denise goes, I think he still had the party. People wanted it to go on. Yeah. But
well,
like,
people were talking why even have, they should have canceled the Grammys. I don't think so.
No,
that
I don't
her
think
life.
So.
No.
Life.
No, I don't think they could do that.
I don't agree with that at all.
I don't either.
You know, I mean, I thought it was really cool of Ella Kudze, you know, to have that prayer.
And I think Jennifer Hudson did a very good job on that song. I thought she sang beautiful.
Yes, she did. It was excellent.
Yep.
And the reason why I didn't play that song tonight, I thought it was overplayed all week. I mean, every time on TV, that song was on TV, you know,
I've been singing it myself, actually. Not very good.
Not as good as Whitney, huh?
Not quite.
No. No, my grandma, when she found out what I told her, she was really sad to see, like, really? Like, uh-huh? And I was telling her all about it, and she's like, I don't get why this, you know, has to happen again, first with Michael and now Whitney. I'm like, Yeah, and, you know, people were saying she was acting weird last Thursday, that she had a fight with someone at a nightclub. And then on E! I saw that she walked into an interview with that Clyde Davis and Brandy were doing, and she just stopped the whole interview.
I saw that.
And so I've been swimming for 2 hours, and I'm like, okay. I thought that was weird at the time.
She was heavily drinking for several days before she passed.
Yeah, she was. That's what I heard. And they said that on 2020 Tonight. She was. And said that someone said, where's Whitney? And someone told them she was at the spa, when actually she was at the bar downstairs first thing in the morning. And
yes, I think the sad thing about it is that she just realized that her voice was gone and she was never going to get it back. I really do.
Well, I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Yes, it was like, you know, and then Bobby, I don't know what it is, but I resent him more and more as the days go on.
Thank you.
Me too. Me too.
I totally agree.
Me too.
You know, the fact that, I mean, when you look at it, it's like he married her. He resented the fact that she was bigger than him.
Yep.
He made her miserable over it, so she started to drink more and do drugs than she probably was already had ever done in her life. And then once he pretty much figured out, oh, well, you're never going to be what you were before I met you, they get a divorce, he gets remarried and has another baby. It's like...
He's scum.
Yeah, it's like he pretty much said, mission accomplished. I got to destroy you, so now I can go to live my life and do what I want to do.
He had children up here in Boston that he wasn't paying any child support for. He's been arrested. He's been up in Boston arrested.
Yep.
I don't know how many times they brought him in for not paying child support. And I think Whitney had to get him out of there a few times.
I was going to say, didn't she know that? I think she knew all that. He was a bad boy before she even married the guy.
Exactly.
On this interview, I was talking to you guys, so I wasn't really listening to it. I'm taping it. But she was... talking about how he was wonderful, he treated her, he was acted like a gentleman and all this other stuff. She fell in love with him for some reason. I don't know, but you never can choose who you love, I guess. Well, supposedly she really loved him, so I don't know, you can't question why someone falls in love with someone, but I think he was her downfall.
I agree. I do think, you know, Bobby Brown was
what? Yeah. Sorry, guys. Okay. My mother asked me a question. I was telling her the terrible coffee I tried was crap.
And Denise said in this album, peers and alcohol do not mix. That is very true.
And I would like to blame Bobby totally, but I know that he just helped enable her even more, and they enabled each other terribly.
Right. I can't, like you said, Shiloh, I can't totally, you know, just put everything on him.
Yeah, I don't like Bobby, but I do realize that, you know, nobody forces another person.
You can't force someone. So it was her fault too, but he wasn't a good influence. Let's put it this way, wasn't a good influence on her.
No.
Yep, and from a report, her mom tried an intervention a couple of months ago, I guess. And
her hand did too, didn't she?
Oh, maybe she had too. I heard of one.
She tried a lot of times.
She tried, maybe two or three times. But the only problem with Cicely is that she waited too late. You know, by the time, you know, she did that first intervention when she brought the sheriff, it was kind
of... Candace is late to the party, but she's here.
I called her earlier, and then I had to hang up.
That's okay.
Yeah, I was partying in the back, and then I ducked out the front door, and now I'm back.
Okay, good. We are talking about Whitney. You know, how can we not? I mean, because...
You know, my heart goes out to Bobby Christina.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Last week when, seriously, I think I posted so much on Facebook and Twitter, it wasn't even funny. And to think about what this girl is going through, I mean, like I said, for people to say, oh, I know how exactly how Bobby Christina feels, you know, some people can, especially if you're a child of a parent who's addicted to something, then, yeah, you can, you know, totally like, oh, gosh, you must have been through this and this and this. And then there's people that, and I know I fall in this category, that just knows the experience of losing a parent. And considering her mom was Whitney Houston, I mean,
Candace, wait, this I want to say, Terry's on too, everyone. So Terry made it to the party too.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
I'm also late in party.
I'm all trying to figure out my new iPhone. I just got my phone fell on the toilet today at work.
Go ahead and let her finish
her comment.
Huh?
We are talking about Whitney Houston and stuff.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm just calling you.
No, but what I'm saying is like, you know, I lost my mom, but I can't admit, like I said, like with Bobby Christina, I can just feel for her. But I can't imagine what she's really going through. I mean, she has lived her whole life, you know, hearing everything of the bad, the good, the ugly about both of her parents. And the sad thing is that her mom's body is not even in the ground. And it's like all the accusations, you know, oh, it was a drug overdose, or everything is blamed on her father, and, oh, you know, it's just so much going on. And at the same time, I wonder if anybody's really talked to her, to sit down and talk to her and ask her, like, okay, what's going on with you?
I'll bet her because her grandmother is.
I think her grandmother is, because she's in New Jersey now.
I pray to God that her grandmother, I pray that somebody outside of the family has talked to her, because right now is a point where everybody will need to look out for this young woman. I can't call her a little girl because she's 18, but she's in her beginning of adulthood, you know, and we don't want her to make a mistake that's going to really jeopardize her life. Now, a lot of people have said that, you know, she took one of the pills that was at Whitney's hotel, like the night before or two nights before, you know, and they talked to her and said, okay, you can't use that. Okay, that's fine and dandy just to say that, but she's now in a state where nothing makes sense to her right now. Nothing. She may put a front tomorrow with the funeral, especially, you know, because TMZ and all these news places are going to take pictures and, you know, it's going to be on front pages. So she's going to put on that face, but inside of her heart and her mind, you don't know what's going on. She's a ticking time bomb.
You have to understand, you know, anybody who's been involved in any type of family member with addiction, alcoholism, it affects everyone, and that's where many of us learn to accept that behavior. So I'm more concerned about her being taken in and educated that she does not want to go down this path. Her father is an influence. Her mother is an influence. And they're the key people. So I'm hoping her grandmother and her aunt and all the family get around that girl and protect her for a while and get her the help she needs to get through this.
I agree with you, because right now Bobby Christina needs to be with her grandmother, really.
Yeah.
Because before Whitney even died, they were talking about, you know, Bobby Christina was just, she was acting really wild, and so right now Bobby Christina has seen a whole lot. Her parents, both of them, were doing drugs.
Yep.
And she's abusing each other. So it's like she's seen so much and heard so much. And
that's
really
normal for her. That's a normal existence for her. And that's what she needs to learn, is that is not a normal, healthy existence.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And if she's suicidal or whatever, then they have to be brave enough to commit that.
because I don't want to read, and no one wants to read about Bobby trying to hurt herself anything. You know, they can't be, you know, they cannot worry about what the public thinks. They just have to do
exactly
what they have to do.
Yeah. And this poet, anyone who's listening, if you want to come on the air, press 1, because I don't know if you want to be coming on air or not, so just press 1. I agree with everything everyone is saying. I mean, you know, I just could not imagine going on a plane and knowing your mom's body is back there, Dad. That was another thing that I'm like.
But it was a private plane, so she didn't have to deal with airlines or anything.
Oh, I know. But this, the fact that you're on this plane and your mom has always been with you, because they said Whitney was a very involved parent, and you're on this plane and your mom is with you but not really with you. And yeah.
Silence is in the room.
Yep. Oh, we have a caller who hasn't called in a while. Welcome, Silas.
Thanks. How are you all tonight?
Hey, Silas.
Hi, Silas.
Hi.
How goes the battle?
We were just talking about Whitney Houston.
I've been listening, and I got to say, I don't know, maybe it's me. One of the things that upsets me is that the governor of New Jersey has ordered the flags flown at half staff tomorrow for her funeral, which I think is very nice.
Right.
But how many flags flew at half staff in this country for each soldier that died in Afghanistan?
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
You know, I mean, I have a problem with that. Secondly, Whitney Houston was a brilliant artist. I know. I saw her in concert 7 times. She was an unbelievable entertainer, but she had her demons.
Right.
And, you know, when you think about those demons, you think about her upbringing, you think about the people who raised her. Sissy Houston is a gospel singer, one of the greatest gospel singers ever known. Her cousin is Dionne Warwick. Her godmother is Aretha Franklin. And, you know, she was married to Bobby Brown, which was the first problem, of course. But we forget in this country that with fame comes a great price and a great pressure. And we all have to understand that many of her fans share in what happened to her life. Because we fed into that, and they fed into that, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And, you know, I'm very sad about the fact that Whitney Houston is dead. She had a brilliant turnaround coming to her career, and we've been robbed of that. And I just hope that we respect her legacy enough to leave Bobby Christina the hell alone and let that girl develop into a woman without the influences of those who influenced her mother.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know what? There's something that I want to add to that, Carly, before you go on. You know, someone said that as far as, you know, when Whitney died, it was like, you know, we lost a voice and how tragic it was that she couldn't sing anymore. But I think the tragedy is not that she lost her voice, but that even if she had never sang again, just for her to be able to tell women, if you're in an abusive relationship, get out. To tell her daughter, I love you, that's a tragedy. That is a tragedy.
Yep.
So, I agree.
You know, that's not her voice, not because she was an entertainer, but because she was a human being and she will never get to see her daughter grow up. And that's the question.
But I have to just add to Silas's comment. The first thing that came to my mind was exactly what Silas said. Why do we not do this for the people that do wondrous things in this country. It's always entertainers that we really glob on to you know, worship them at this point. I mean, it's just, it's really a sad statement, I think. You know, we need to, we even as a country need to get our priorities straight.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And I fear for our young because for the last 30 years we have robbed them of the education that was afforded to me as a child and the people in my age bracket. And, you know, a lot of people in my age bracket criticize me for being so passionate about this. And I look at them and say, look at the opportunities we were given. We, you know, we have a responsibility to make sure that the next generation has even greater opportunity than we did. And we are squandering that responsibility.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that bothers me a lot. Sorry, I don't mean to go off on a tangent, but when it comes to this, I go crazy.
No, it was good. I didn't even know about the flag that he was doing.
I had heard that, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. Wow.
I heard that they have decided to not do it. That was the last thing I heard, and that was that.
Well, I heard they didn't want to do it national, you know, all over.
Right.
But when he did it for New Jersey, that pretty much made everybody happy. That was a compromise, you know.
Well, see, I'm like, okay, about her funeral tomorrow, okay, I just have to ask this question because I got to ask this question. Do you guys think the funeral should have been public, like Michael Jackson's?
No, absolutely not.
Think
so.
No. You guys do know tomorrow the funeral is public, right?
Yeah, I do know it's public.
Yeah, and
okay. You know, you have to go online. You have to go online. There's a website that's going to allow you to be there. And I think CNN, well, here's the thing. CNN is supposed to be the only network to be inside. But
the Associated Press
BET,
is going to be, I heard.
Right. BET, Headline News, CNBC, who else? MTV. Are all going to be outside. So my thing was, I think it was the funeral director or a member of the family that said, you know, for 30 years, you guys had, you know, had Whitney, and it was our time to have her. And I was thinking to myself, okay, if you want that to be the case, then why are you allowing the internet? Can you guys hear me? So come here, static.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you guys letting the internet site and a TV network come into the funeral if you wanted to be so private about it?
I agree.
I was so confused because, like I said, it goes back to Bobby Christina. What the heck is her? She's not, like I said, she's going to be putting on the front tomorrow because you got a camera. You know, she knows everything's going on. She won't be able to have a private moment.
Right.
Yeah,
the
world has seen enough of Whitney Houston. You know, she gave us a gift. She gave us her music. You know, her family should be able to bury her in peace. That's just how I feel about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, they chose.
I just
want to
know
They chose to do it. Yeah, they chose to do it. I heard my local station said one person from the Associated Press is gonna film it. It's gonna be streamlined. It's gonna be online.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I heard. That was the family's choice. That's what my local station said.
I know, but that's what we question.
Newsday is reporting that the funeral will be aired live on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, BET, and Centric, with most programming starting at 11. Coverage will stream on many sites, including Newsday.com, and will be streamed live on radio station KISS FM, 98.7 and Sirius XM channel 48.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know my local station. I figured once they leave one camera in, everyone will get that feed.
Yeah.
I know my local station online is going to have it. Channel 5 in Boston.
Did anybody see Whitney Houston's funeral program that's now available online?
What?
Yeah. Her program for tomorrow's funeral if you go, I know TMZ had it, and then out of respect, and they put a statement up. They said they were going to take it down. They had the obituary, the death certificate, and the funeral program for tomorrow. But I think another website got the funeral program. So everything you need to know about tomorrow's funeral, you can go online and download it.
Okay, that is sick in a way. I'm sorry. Like, the worst moment, the worst day of your life for Bobby, Christina, and, you know, Whitney's mom. I'm sorry. The last thing I would want is the video cameras. I mean, I'm sorry. It's like if you break down the whole wide world, it's going to be right now. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well,
I think
everybody's anticipating the first picture. Now, I don't know if it's going to be an open coffin or closed.
Oh, God.
God, it's closed. But
good.
Somebody has
I
said
hope it's closed.
Somebody
yeah,
on,
me too.
The Baltimore radio station here has said everybody hopes to God that it's not open, because you know before the end of the day tomorrow there's going to be that picture.
They're not
going to
show that. That's
yeah.
Faceless.
Why
they're not going to show that.
Entertainment Tonight showed her body going into the body bag.
Oh, God.
Entertainment Tonight. And they took
well,
that down.
Well, they did that with Michael. They
cool.
showed
yep.
him right, you know, it was awful.
Yeah.
At
and
the autopsy coroners. It was disgusting.
They showed the picture. I think there was a picture of John Kennedy Jr. and his wife, Caroline. There was a picture.
Yeah.
And Amy
you know,
Winehouse.
Can I recommend something? And don't all hate on me for this, but can we, like, put a time frame on this discussion?
Oh,
yeah.
Because
it's very depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things
no,
happen.
No, I
did
not.
A lot of things happen.
You know, but I did not know. No.
Let people finish what they want to say, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree, Silo, because... You know, yeah, but I didn't know all that was going on and, you know, all
yep.
of it. And
yep.
It's
yeah.
a circus. Every time somebody like this passes away, it becomes a circus.
But the
and I don't understand the need. Like, I'm a fan of Whitney's, but I don't need this. I was a fan of Michael. I do not need to be involved in the midst of all this personal stuff, and I don't want to see it on TV. I mean,
yeah.
that's one thing if somebody wants to watch it, but I just can't, you know,
I,
go.
You know, whether anybody realizes it in this country or not, Whitney Houston is someone's mother and is someone's daughter, both of whom are still alive. And the fact
yeah.
that they're making such a circus out of this, you know, I know parents who have lost a child. Sissy Houston, it's not right that she is burying her daughter tomorrow.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, any mother can empathize with her. And
yep.
any young woman can empathize with Bobby
mm-hmm.
Christina. Here she
mm-hmm.
is at 18, just entering adulthood,
yep.
and her mother, as flawed as she was, is still her mother.
Right.
Yep.
And, you
yeah.
know, it's like we all have to start having a conversation about what's right and what's wrong with what we're doing here. Because Whitney Houston's estate became very rich this week with her dying.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes,
what does that say about us as a people? Like Michael Jackson.
Yep.
When he died, his estate doubled in size. If not
yeah.
more. You know, what price did Michael Jackson pay? You know, everybody has their opinion about Michael, but in my mind, Michael was always a child because he was never given an opportunity to develop into a man.
Right.
And
yeah.
that is the price that he paid. And none of us realize just how much suffering that guy went through. And it's sad. And so many other celebrities have gone through the same thing. And these are artists. Can you imagine for a minute if Whitney had been allowed to share her music the way she was raised, how much better that music would have been?
Yep.
Anyway,
yep.
That's it.
Yeah, okay. Why don't we change topics and, you know, talk about the bad week on ZH, because
I did not see anything this week. I was too busy.
You didn't miss nothing.
I haven't watched the Evo, and next week all of you are going to miss me because I will be at the Bachelorette party, but if I call into Christy's show and I sound really drunk, I am really, really sorry. But, yeah, we are doing the best.
I didn't think GH was that bad this week. Am I crazy?
I won't comment.
Oh, you guys, Allie from the Random is also on the line.
I'm just
hey,
kidding.
I think I love the show so much, I see it in a different way. I don't know.
Well, you know what? I did like the fact that I'm seeing Lizzie come back. I will say that is the best thing I've seen.
And didn't we find out that Franco is probably Jason's half-brother or something like that?
I think he's related. I don't think he is a half-brother.
You don't?
Of who?
Nope, I don't think he's a half-brother either.
Then what is he?
I think he's a cousin.
I think you should all check your general hospital history. If any of you remember Heather Weber, you'll be able to connect the dots very quickly.
Yep. Heather is the cousin to Susan Moore. Jason's
mama. I thought she was the sister.
No.
That's right.
Oh,
everybody's
getting it wrong.
That's right.
So they'd be, what, second cousins?
I keep forgetting about Heather, and I know she's coming back, and I keep forgetting about Heather.
Yep.
You know, if you think about Heather Weber and you think about all the antics she pulled way back when, around the time of Susan.
And she pulled them.
And she pulled them. You're going to be able to figure out that Ron Carlovati had probably went into the history books and dusted them off, and he is about to bring storylines from 20 and 30 years ago full circle.
Good.
Oh, boy.
Franco's Jason. Oh, sorry. I was like, if they say that Franco is really like a switch at birth storyline or something to that format, like I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut.
I don't think it's that way, but it will be dramatic.
This is gonna
This
is gonna take Jason a while to figure out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. It's going to be absolutely incredible.
Yep.
And let me tell you, one fan group is going to jump off a building.
Yep.
What did you say, Silas?
One fan group will jump off a building.
Yep.
Oh,
not us.
I can imagine it won't be us.
We're not jumping.
No, we're not jumping. Silas, when does the sweep end? Does it end? Like the last day of February?
End next Thursday. I think Thursday is the last day of sweeps, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
I think Thursday is the last day of sweeps. And I'll call you right now.
This coming up week is going to be great, I think, and the following week is going to be great.
What about Patrick? Patrick is stuck in that room.
I haven't seen it, you guys, but that's okay. I'm going to see it this weekend.
I know.
So
I was bummed at that.
You know, and by the way, Kathy Osilo, whatever was telling me about B&B,
the whole thing about B&B was I was so mad they didn't tell Hope.
I know.
That got me mad.
I know, me too.
They didn't tell Hope.
What's B&B?
They didn't tell Hope that they didn't sign the papers, and Hope comes down the aisle.
Yes.
And still didn't tell her.
I saw that.
You know, I saw that, I went on the Twitter and see if you were on, and you weren't. I'm like, damn it.
Today the papers got signed.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but he's got to wait 6 months now.
Not for the annulment. Yeah.
No, that was for the divorce, wasn't it?
No, she signed a Nauman papers today.
Oh, she did. I didn't see today.
She signed a Nauman papers. So stupid.
Yes,
that's
okay,
right.
Sorry. I've been having that on my mind since last Friday, so, and I did not want to forget to say that.
I have a question before you move on. Silas,
yes.
I just have one question. I saw today, well, actually yesterday, that, you know, Sean was on a little bit. Can I have hope that they're going to keep Sean? Because I just love him. Can I have just a...
I'm hearing he's not staying, but I'm with you. I hope he does.
Who?
Sean,
yeah,
Blake.
I heard Sean was going too.
What?
I hope not, because I think Sean is the greatest pairing Carly has ever had in the history of the
show. Wait, so what
thank
do
you.
We do too?
Thank you.
Carly and I think yeah,
okay,
Johnny
Simon,
and Carly does nothing for me.
Cyrus, I'm going to ask you a biggie, and if you have to lie to me for once in all relationships, I'm okay with it. Tell me Bradford is not going. Tell me Bradford is safe. Lie to me if you have to. Because I have no wine in the house yet.
Please lie to her, Silas.
I don't like your tone. I don't like this.
I don't like this either.
All I will say is this, okay? I don't think anyone is safe.
Okay.
You know, because what everyone fails to understand here is if you look at what's going on, Heather Weber coming back, Rick Springfield is coming back as Noah Drake, things are getting sewn up quite nicely. A year ago at this time, every actor on All My Children and One Life to Live was out there tweeting, we're safe, don't believe the rumors, everything is fine.
Yeah.
We're going to be around for a while longer. A year ago at this time, it's history repeating itself. These actors are out there tweeting about Carla Vadi, and you know what? Carla Vadi is the greatest soap writer we have today available. He comes out of the Erna Phillips and Doug Marlin School of Soap Opera. I don't think anyone can hold a candle to this man right now. He is brilliant.
Yep.
And
if he brings Love in the Afternoon back, I'm okay.
Well, he'll bring Love in the Afternoon back. There's just one slight problem that no one in the GH fan base is willing to understand. And that is, we may get Love in the Afternoon back, but come September, you're going to be sitting there feeling the same way we at One Life to Live fans feel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we were having Love in the Afternoon.
Yep.
For the last year.
And by the way, you guys, the block number, you're on now, so just wanted to let you know that. So, you guys, you know, I call you Feely all the time, Budram. I've been bugging Comcast all week, you know, because especially after today, I was a pissed little person. No one really sort of dealt with me today because Obama was here, and they broke into B&B, One Life to Live, not One Life to Live, Days of Our Life, and 1 minute at ZX. Okay, I'm thinking, no, this is not acceptable for Carly. So, and then I'm thinking about SoapNet going off. Okay, you guys, we really need to get a butt in gear and get a soap standard for these bad things won't happen to me. Yes, I know I'm talking this stuff in a way, but after today, I realize we really need to get working on getting another soap standard, or we are going to be fucked over a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think the best thing that Carla Vadi can do is just to write it like it's just going off the air. Even if he hasn't gotten the confirmation, that way we won't have the disaster that we had with the whole Prospect Park and One Life to Live, you know, fiasco.
Okay,
just
I'm so mad about that.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no, I was just saying when you said One Life to Live finale, I was just remembering the last 5 minutes of that show and how mad I was.
Okay, go ahead. Right. That's it.
Yeah, right. I mean, just, yeah. You know, just I think he should just write General Hospital like he already knows what's going off the air, even though he might not know anything, but that's the best thing to do. And that way it'll look attractive to whomever wants to buy it, even if it does go off the air. I'm hoping that the revulsion will do so bad that they'll have to keep it, but who knows?
It already is.
I mean, they're paying people to come to the show.
Is my Terry on the phone?
What was your phone?
But I don't know who the black number is, but... I agree, you guys. We need to save it, and, you know, I don't know how long the resolution or whatever it's called is actually going to stay on air when they are paying people $30 to go sit in the audience.
I heard it's up to $40.
We got to talk about that, too, because there's a misconception here about this whole $30 per member of the audience.
Oh, okay.
Okay? If you look at the game shows and a lot of the talk shows, this is not the first time audience members have been paid to be in the audience. This is, from what I hear,
really?
people are paid to go on Judge Judy and sit in the audience. There are game shows that we have had, and I believe one game show today still pays people to come on the game show.
Let's make a deal.
It might be Let's Make a Deal. I'm not sure. All I'm saying is, you know, we jumped to the conclusion with the revolution. Oh, they're paying $30 a head to come sit in the audience. You know, that's not so unusual. That's considered a non-union work. It's a way for some budding actors to make a little extra money. So what the revolution is doing is not unusual. The only thing that is unusual about the revolution is the fact that it's a local public access cable channel program on network television.
That's in the old studio.
Okay.
I like the
Oh, Denise said she saw Craig Ferguson for free. I would see Craig Ferguson for free, too.
Yeah.
Wow, we just all just went to a place that... Okay.
Okay, Craig Ferguson, let's just think about that for a second. Okay.
Can I ask a question about calling the local affiliates? Is there someone I should... a department in particular that I should ask for when I call my local affiliate to tell them that I don't want to watch this trash? I'll try to be a little more professional when I make my call, but it's difficult.
I heard that on about paying, but, you know, God, that, I mean, okay, paying people to stay in the audience, I'm like, wow.
That's all I have to do to get my unemployed cousin is to make some money. Go sit in an audience somewhere and you can make some money.
Yeah. If you're ever in New York and you want some extra spending money, shoot.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
I know where I'm going to go.
We're hoping unemployment go up now. Well, not go up, but go down. It's just going. And like I said, if you're ever in New York and you need extra money, like, you know, you're going on a trip to New York and you're like, oh, shoot, I don't have much money for something. Go to the
revolution,
you get $30.
I'm going
right.
To go watch that show.
Man, great.
I know. They went from getting free tickets to $30 to... What's next? Never mind, I shouldn't even ask that because, yeah. But I had a question for you guys, and I completely forgot what it was.
Terry's back, so... Hey, you're back!
Hello, yeah, I'm trying to figure out this cell phone. I'm here trying to get my Bluetooth, you know, in there, but they're not discovering my Bluetooth, and now I'm going to have to go and do all that shit. Now I'm so hooked on this cell phone. I'm like, I just came home, had some dinner, and I usually go watch TV or something. So the guy at the store did say, he ain't going to want to put this phone down, and he wasn't kidding me.
Wow.
Well,
and
okay, but ask her, ask her what happened to the phone and why she had to go buy a new one. I'm sorry,
yeah,
I
well,
feel fun.
This fell in the toilet.
I
was going to the bathroom at work, and my phone was in my sweatshirt pocket, and it slipped out right in the freaking toilet, and then it totally went dead. And I'm like, shit, I'm trying to get the battery out to, like, dry it or something. And so I had to keep it, you know, the battery out and everything, and I had to let it dry all day. But then I put the battery in, it worked. And then I went to the store, and my phone, I was telling the guy that my phone fell in the toilet, but I better play it safe and get a new cell phone because I've been wanting one. And he's like, yeah, in about 2 weeks or so, you'll probably get, like corroded or something because it's waterlogged or whatever or something because it's still kind of wet and damp. Somebody said to put your cell phone in rice.
Yes, I was just going to say that. Mm-hmm. Take your cell phone part and put it in rice.
I didn't have rice. It was at work, so yeah, but I wanted to get an iPhone really bad, so yeah. I got it.
See, I refuse. I still don't have one. I mean, I'm in the tech business, and I still have a flip phone. I refuse. I want no part of them. I hate them. They make me want to barf. I just don't like them.
Really?
I'll keep my dumb phone in there as a person.
I don't want one either, Silas.
Me neither.
Okay, now you tell me that as soon as I get this phone, spend all this money for a cell phone. Darn
but
it,
you know what
okay.
it is? I work with computers all, you know, I work on a computer all day long. You know, programming and stuff. I don't want my phone to be a computer, too. You know,
it's going to happen.
You know, and can I just say, I am really upset with the fact that Necco Wafers has not made the old-fashioned conversation hearts in 3 years and have all these fruity flavors now.
I looked at that, too.
Back.
I agree.
Which one is that? So
I can tell
about?
That Silas and I are in the same age frame.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here with Brock's conversation hearts, which are just as gross as the other one.
Oh, yeah, because now he's making me hungry in this album because he talked about the great Greek food that he had for dinner before. Oh, my. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, well... Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Oh, now I remember what I wanted to ask you guys. Have you guys been watching web soaps like The Bay, Venice? I know some of you guys watch The Bay and Venice and, what is it, River Bridge and Divinity.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to know if anybody watched it. You haven't watched it, Carly?
Yes, I watched Venice.
Okay. What about
Venice?
I watched Venice. Okay. Okay, so it's mostly Venice and the Bay that you guys watch, so you haven't checked out the other two yet?
No, I love
that. Oh, Divinity is one of the best shows going on.
I'll tell you, the SFN,
they've got Ragged Isle, which is just starting. Divinity, if you're a sci-fi freak, 8 and 5 is incredible.
Five. 8 to 5, yes, yes.
You know, and they've got
season.
River Ridge.
Yeah, the season finale was tonight.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, but Divinity, okay, to me, it reminds me of a little bit of Dallas, Dynasty, Falcon Crest. Like, it's just so good, and it's every episode just makes you want to be like, oh, come on, hurry up to the next episode. It is season one. Good. Season 2 is just, you guys need to check it out, Divinity. It should be a prime time soap in it right now. Like, take it off the web, put it on, like, what network should it be on? CW, what, Fox? It should be on something.
Divinity should be on Fox.
Yes. But not if it's going to be on a Friday because, you know, then that's, you know, going to be kind of a cancellation. But it should be, like, on, like, I'm going to say a Wednesday because it's, like, it should be on before Revenge now.
Yeah.
It should be on before Revenge. Yeah. That's
yeah,
that's going to
be a great lead-in into Revenge.
Oh, I love Revenge.
So it should be on ABC because that's what I did Wednesday. I watched the last episode of The Vanity. And then I watched Revenge. You talk about, that was the best.
2 hours of my life.
And wasn't this so week's Revenge incredible?
Revenge
yes.
was great. Revenge
oh
was so
gosh.
Good.
And we got to wait till the following week, leap day, to watch what happens, and not next week when, you know, it's okay.
That show was great.
Yes, it is.
Yep, I watch it too.
I love that show.
Well, you got to remember, next week they got to do something good for sweeps, and then Revenge is going to be on the last night of the sweeps theory, because sweeps end on February 29th.
Yeah, but you know they're putting on next week for in Revenge time slot, right, before they restart.
Right, something else is coming on. But, you know, everybody's hanging on the edge of their seats because on Revenge, who we all thought was going to get shot didn't. And
right.
Daniel,
I didn't think he was
going to
get shot. I was the only person probably didn't think that he was going to get shot. For those who didn't watch, we won't say you know who, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hated him. I was glad he was shot.
Yeah, I know. I said it too.
Me three.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a couple of moments I screamed at the TV. I was like, like. So, if only ABC Daytime would know how to write, like, Revenge and Divinity.
Yeah, I didn't expect that happening. I thought it was gonna be Daniel. I was like, oh freaking crap, why are they doing this? And I watched it before my mom watched it, and then we was watching it together again. I didn't say anything, and she went and like 20, maybe not even 20 minutes into the show, she's like, he's not gonna die, is he? And I was like, how could you do that?
I
was mad. He figured out he was going to die.
Some people are good at doing that. I don't even try anymore.
I loved it. I thought it was, I just loved the twist of the story.
Yep.
And isn't it ironic that ABC is producing one of the best shows of the season?
I know.
Oh, yeah, I still have the best grades in private practice. I don't want to say how many weeks behind I am with private
Callie,
practice.
You didn't see it last night with the crossover?
No, I'm going to see it this weekend.
It was good.
Well, I was at home last night. I was doing something really fun, and I just stopped while I was, ahead of myself.
Did you go to the casino?
Thank you. Okay, fine. And but last week I did incredible. I was, like, really, really good last week, and last night I was really bad, so next week you guys have to be back on my A game because when it comes down to it, I hate losing. I do not like losing at all. And yeah, but
why am I not surprised, Carly?
Well, I don't like losing. I mean, you know, see, what it does is it goes up. It lets you go up. And then you think, okay, I can make more of this. And then suddenly you go down. And my logic.
That's what they want you to do, to get a high on it, and then you come back and you lose your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back to win it back.
Usually I do, but last night I didn't. But with Mimi, we have another call. Wow. 10 calls tonight. Holy shit. Sorry. I'm 469, you on mail.
Hello, am I there?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, yep.
Melody, how's it going?
Oh, cool, you called in, cool, hi.
I just
wanted
to call in and say hi, everybody. I'm still in a daze from this week, I think, but I miss you guys, so I just wanted to say hi.
Oh,
hi.
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 So can I ask a question to get back to General Hospital and this DVD with the baby? Whoever it is going to be a relation to Jason, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We know. So then that's the baby daddy. That we do know because it ain't Jason.
Who's the baby daddy?
Whoever this relation is, because Jason Morgan's not the baby's father. I'm convinced that Jason is not the father to this baby. It's whoever this relative is.
Because
the doctor said they shared genetics, which is the key word.
Yep.
She could be a relative of Jason's when she didn't get raped.
Oh, that baby.
That baby. Is there any other one in daytime? You know, this is the only baby they talk about in daytime.
No, there's another baby.
No, I'm just making sure that it's whoever it is going to be a relative of Jason because that's going to be Sam's baby's father.
Are you talking about Franken baby?
Yeah.
I just hope it's not Jason, honestly.
Are you calling Franken baby Sam's baby?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
Yep.
Yes.
We all think Frankel's the daddy.
Again, if you remember Heather Weber,
right,
and you remember what happened when Jason was born, the whole thing is very easy to figure out.
Okay, well, most of you were too young when Jason was born, okay?
I think Jason's older than I am, honestly.
Well, Carly,
I remember when Jason was born. But I'm old now, and I forget the circumstances.
No, I do too.
We have to rely on the old people then to fill the blanks in for us.
What about us people that are old now and we forget?
Let me just say this. When Robin Mattson comes back, a lot of you young ones are going to understand why things are the way they are.
Okay.
Unless that means.
Yes, see, I'm the newbie because I always watch All My Children and One Life to Live, but I've only been watching General Hospital for 10 years. So,
I've been watching General Hospital since Robin was friends with Casey the alien. So to me, and that tells you a long time, to me it's like it's either Heather and Alan had a child, a secret child, or... Tell me I was warm. I think I was warm right there. Or there's another mind game that's being played, and for us younger ones, we need to know what's going on. So, Silas, start talking, because I'm not going to lie.
Because I obviously wouldn't know answer that.
All I'm going to say is, if you remember Susan popping Jason out, she didn't care about Jason. She only wanted Jason for leverage to get Alan's money.
Alan, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Heather Weber was part of the black market baby ring.
Right.
Stephen Laws and all, when all that stuff was going on before that,
Stephen Laws, Stephen Laws knows a hell of a lot more than he's saying, too.
That's what
does
I thought.
Does Stephen Laws know more?
Okay, you guys, I'm just going to let 559 on, too.
See, I remember when they showed that baby, I could see Susan Moore's face right in front of me. And I said, I keep trying to remember what happened when Jason was born. I watched it. I know, but I just couldn't remember because I'm old now. And I don't remember.
Well, now, Cassie, you're not
she's
old.
Born
you
here,
so
right?
Bad.
Shiloh and I are a little older than the young ones.
Right.
Yeah.
But some of us do tend to see RS.
So did Heather Weber sell another baby on the black market that we don't know or that we will find out about?
That sounds like a good thing to me.
Now I'm going to go read some history on this.
I've been thinking that as soon as I heard about the black market thing, I'm like, oh, this is a baby that she sold and we're going to find out about.
By the way, you guys, in 15 minutes, Chrissy, wait. Christy, what time on you having Ladies on Radio tonight?
In 15 minutes.
8 to 5.
Okay.
On TalkShoe.com. I would give you, you know, the thing with TalkShoe is they don't give me, like, a compromised link, so I just have to say TalkShoe, and you'll just have to search for it unless you get the link on my Twitter and my Facebook.
It's easy to find if you just query it. It'll come up.
I'll just do this. I got an easier way. TalkShoe.com/LiaisonRadio. That's how I find it all the time.
Oh, yep. Really? You do it that way and it comes up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Christy, I'm the resident computer idiot here, and if I can find it, I can't find it. I'm going to take a bag of compass.
No, Carrie, I'm an idiot. I'm the idiot, Carrie.
TalkShoe.com/LiaisonRadio. So that'll work then. If
let me modify this. I'm an idiot and visually impaired, okay? So if I can find it,
so
I'm
am I.
Find it.
All right. Well, I just opened up the chat room, so y'all can come, start coming in whenever you feel like it.
Okay. So wait, Carly, you're not
going
to have a show next week?
Carly?
Carly?
Yeah.
There's no show next week?
There's no show next week, right?
Well, I was looking up something. Sorry, you guys. I was looking up the information for everyone in the chat room for Ladies on Radio. But, people, you should be on Christy's mailing list because, you know,
you
she...
Link that way for my mailing list. Then you'll definitely know for sure.
Yeah.
Just follow Carrie's idea and it'll be easy.
Yeah.
Nelson Branco just announced that he has major GH spoilers in today's soap opera Uncensored.
Did it go on sale? He's killing me.
Did it go on sale?
Hang on, I'm looking now.
I've been looking all day.
It just went live.
I gotta get that.
I do too.
let's see. What has he got?
I gotta get on there.
GH's Jen Lilly is staying.
Yeah, we gotta do that.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
She tweeted that, and I, you know what? When she tweeted, she made a mention. She said, you know, you can get the undertone. She was staying, and she didn't want Kirsten Storm fans to be mad at her. And she hopes that, you know, people will, you know, still like her. And when I tell you that there was other actors in the daytime community who saw that tweet, they kind of said that she, you know, that took a lot of guts for her to do that because she wanted to make it clear it wasn't her intentions. It was
right.
Just,
I feel
you know,
bad for her, but I really hate Maxie right now. Maxie can go away.
She caused a big problem today with Patrick.
She causes a problem with Liz,
everyone.
Too.
I know.
I want that girl smacked down, if nothing else.
Patrick wouldn't be on the floor right now if it wasn't
Liz
for her.
Needs to write Hooker. Just flat-ass write Hooker.
There's a lot of people write about now. That was her. She talked about the Monica.
Add Sam to that list.
Oh, and another thing, can we get rid of Mr. McCall and get Mr. Morgan back? Because this Mr. McCall is driving me crazy.
Yep.
I can't stand it. Yep.
I'm about ready to shoot Jason, too.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to, I think Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday, has a lot happened since then?
Wait, got a question. Will the soaps be on normal on Monday because of President's Day, or will it be on a repeat?
I would think so.
It's going to be normal.
Oh, yeah, it's normal. Okay.
They've had enough time off.
I know, but I was just thinking about, you know, New Year.
Wait a minute, unless it snows in particular areas. Because I know in Maryland they're saying snow, and it better not happen.
Oh, forget it when it snows. You always have a news break.
Like live. Live from outside of the studio. It's 2 feet right now. I hate when they do that.
I know.
Like put the rule of like, okay,
internet
really?
Or
yeah,
in
Ohio.
We don't get any snow in Massachusetts anymore.
Ma'am, we had a great day today. I don't want it to get cold again.
I know, we was up to like 56 degrees in Baltimore.
We had 63.
I know, it was so nice out.
Yep.
Yeah, next Wednesday, I just need it to not be so cold because, you know, Wednesday is a special day for me. I'm not, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's cold here. It's cold in Seattle, and if it's going to be this cold, can it just snow already? I mean,
if it snows, that means the snow has happened.
Yeah, but it's like 30 degrees, almost like 35 degrees, and it's freezing, and, you know, all you want to do here is get under your electric blanket, because it's raining all day long, and it never will stop.
Raining in Seattle, you don't say.
You're lucky. At least you have constant weather. Here in Ohio, man, if you don't like the weather, just go outside again in about 5 minutes, and it changes.
Yeah. That's Kentucky, too.
Yeah, Texas, too. When we get snow flurries, everybody takes pictures and posts them on Facebook, like, oh, my God, snow.
Well, it's like, yeah. I'm trying, like, I keep getting sick. Like, I've been, because it's, like, warm and sick, and then at night it drops down in, like, the 20s, and then it goes back that it's, like, 35 in the morning. I can't get used to this. My sinuses and everything are just going wacko.
Trust me, the kids in the daycare.
One day I'm too hot the next. I'm freezing my ass off, you know, the next hour. Winter or spring? Just tell me, winter or spring?
I
don't know what to dress my daughter in the morning for. If I dress her too warm, it's cold by the time there's recess. If I dress her too warm. It's being the opposite later in the day, and it's just frustrating.
This is my thing. We're still in winter, and, like, today I saw a girl with a tank top and shorts on, and I was like, she's going to get a flu. But the kids at daycare, all this week, we've been sending them home with fevers, cold, pink eye, and everybody's like, well, why you keep sending my kids home? And I keep looking at them like, we tell them it's still winter. Just because they say it's going to be the high of 56 degrees does not mean you do not put an undershirt under the child or a lightweight jacket.
Right.
And I'm just like, I just keep looking at those parents and be like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
we don't have that problem. When it's in the 50s here, we've got our winter jackets on, so.
I had a sweater and a sweatshirt on today.
What's
on
my TV?
I don't know. It's like 20 degrees here, but I'm reading Nelson Branco's new magazine right now, and
it's
red
posted.
Hot.
I got to get it.
So quiet.
It is red hot.
Oh, I got to go get it.
I waited all day today. I thought I'd be out earlier. I waited all day.
Yeah, it just came out. I just got it on my deck, and I'm like, what?
It's good. I love it.
Oh, dear. Well, yeah, I mean, okay, so $2.49,
it's worth it.
Yeah,
$2.49.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Easy to read.
Yeah, it's nice to have a magazine that's 30 pages of text.
Yeah, he makes them nice and lengthy, at least.
Yeah, yeah. I like to read something. I'm not just a picture guy. I gave up coloring books when I was 7.
Yeah.
We don't need pictures.
Yeah, and pay $4 for it and get nothing.
Do you know what really upsets me? I was at the toy store the other day. Do you know they don't make color forms anymore?
Teleforms? I love those.
What teleforms?
What teleforms?
Shiloh, do you know teleforms?
I'm not sure what it refers to.
Yeah,
teleforms. You take the plastic, the rubber type plastic off the thing, put it onto a picture.
Yeah, you make like
zero. Okay, yeah.
Wait a minute. You do what? You take the plastic off and put it on a picture.
It's hard to explain on the if you never saw it.
It's like you can. It's like paper dolls, but with.
But with sticky vinyl.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
Sticky vinyl. That's good. You're better than I am.
This is a toy type thing. Yeah,
you know,
and you used to
be
able to peel them and put them on, like, you had little scenes, like houses and fields, and you had little stages, and you put your little actors on there.
I'm going to date myself. Yeah. I had a Three Stooges one.
Hey, Mo.
Okay, so, like, at school they would have them and tell little stories of them and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we would have them in school. I don't remember ever having any of my own, but I used to love those in class because, you know, I didn't have them at home. They were fun.
Oh, I had all kinds of color forms. We had all kinds. They were so much fun.
Yeah. And they don't sell them?
They don't make them anymore. I was like, you don't carry color forms? And the kid looks at me and goes, duh, what's a color form?
Oh, I know. I know. I have seen them, but I'm not sure where. It might have been... what's the name of that cattle? Current might have them.
Oh, really? Let me check
Well, well, you got to thinking you might find them in like teacher books or teacher stores.
Yeah, teacher stores or something like that.
Yeah, Amazon.com has them.
Oh,
but
there you go.
Like they don't, but they're not like they used to be. Now they're shapes. We have little things and stuff.
They were characters usually of a show or something for me.
Yeah, Felix the Cat.
I should think about the colorful and live and learn. They would do stories with them. You know, you'd have the little boy there talking to the little girl or whatever, and then they'd move to a park scene. You'd put the trees up and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, those were the days.
Oh, they were. They were so fun. It didn't take much to make us happy.
And that gave us a chance to develop our imaginations.
Yep.
That reminds me of that PlayStation 3 commercial where the grandma's taking the PlayStation 3 and he's trying to make, like, whoever he's talking to feel bad. And he's like, she had a stick to play with. But, you know, you can't. I remember playing with, you know, silly little stuff like that when I was a kid and, you know, things that... you look at now and think, oh, that's trash, you know, just throw it away. But you can think of anything with it when you're a kid.
I had the skates that had the key to tighten the little grip on your shoe.
So did I.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the ones that you put on your shoe?
What?
That you put on your shoe? You put them on your shoe and you turned your shoe into skate?
Yeah, the key.
Yeah,
oh,
the key to turn the little gripper. Yeah.
That Catholic girl just said she made her paper doll spit on her mom when she was little. That's funny.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
Oh,
she
God.
Would.
Oh, by the way, Lori in this album said the covers will start in 9 a.m. On the East Coast.
9?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
They already said it starts at 9 o'clock.
So, that means it's 6 o'clock here. I am not waking up at 6.
How am I going to do that? I go to bed early in the morning after talking to my girlfriend.
I know,
don't worry,
me too.
That's going to be one of the big stories of tomorrow.
I'll have to stay up
right
and
now,
just watch.
Well, right now on VH1, they're doing
Christy,
the greatest moment.
Christy wanted me to tell you that she had to go tell everyone to come over to Huso on Talk Sue in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Well, after this, I need to go, but tell her I said hi. Because I got to be at work at 9 in the morning and got a game to get ready for and all kinds of stuff, so...
And I got to go because my Friday nights are usually crazy, and I only did this because Carly's been torturing me.
Hey, excuse me, I had
you.
You're
good at that.
Okay,
good at that.
Hey. Okay, don't let anyone gang up on me all at once.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Cyrus, thanks. Thanks for calling in, Cyrus.
Oh, no problem.
We love you,
girl said it was a Betsy McCall paper doll from McCall's Magazine. Used to publish a monthly wardrobe for her.
Yep.
I can't believe
Betsy
it.
McCall.
I remember that.
Yep.
I
Betsy
remember
McCall.
That.
Yep.
Yep. My sister
wow.
used to play with them, and I used to burn them.
You're terrible.
Gosh. You was like one of those boys that used to tear the heads off the Barbies, wasn't you?
Yeah, were you?
No, actually, I wasn't. I it's kind of funny. I didn't like Barbie dolls because my uncle had a big discussion with my grandmother. I was like 9 years old because she had bought a Barbie doll for my sister, and my uncle said they're inappropriate for little girls. My grandmother goes, every kid's got a Barbie doll. He goes, look at it. It has breasts. So me, I go over and rip the clothes off the doll, and I says, oh, it has boobs. And then I look down, and I says, but where does she pee? And that ended that conversation. Anyway, have a great weekend, ladies. Have fun.
Nice.
You too,
Silas.
See y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Naya, so is a lot of us going over to Christito, who's all going over there tonight. I know Kathy.
I might
oh,
be
Silo.
To,
yeah, Kathy,
I might
you
be
have to
bit,
make the...
I might do
I'm
it for
going.
Half an hour.
Okay.
I'm going.
Okay, well,
Allie,
are you going?
I can't, honey, because I got to get up early in the morning and go to a jewelry meeting or whatever it is. And so I will say goodnight to you all. I'm going to have my show tomorrow night, The Rant Room, at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. So you girls
Yay!
Can join me over there tomorrow.
See you there.
Okay, night, guys.
Night.
Good night.
I'm heading out tonight.
Night.
Good night, Callie.
Good night.
I'll talk to you
later. Night.
Later.
I'll be over there. Okay, Melody, you still, okay, log number? Okay.